Here is what we stand for, my friends. We are going to freeze the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants and use every resource at our disposal to build housing for everyone who needs it.
A crowd of 13,000 roared its approval when New York Democratic mayoral nominee Zoran Mamdani addressed his supporters at a rally called New York City is Not for Sale.
We are going to eliminate the fare on every single bus line and make what are currently the slowest buses in the nation move around this city with ease. And we are going to create universal childcare at no cost to parents. So New Yorkers can raise their family in the city they love.
These issues resonate with voters. The median rent in Manhattan is $5,000 a month. Most residents rely on public transit to get to work or school. The average weekday ridership for the subway and buses combined is more than 4.5 million. KPFA caught up with riders waiting for a crosstown bus.
I commute to school every day, and it's been getting a little expensive.
What do you think the big issues are in this mayor's race?
Affordability, taxes, housing, and I guess transportation.
You?
I would agree 100%. Affordability, housing, 100% transportation is what leads the city. One of the biggest cities in regards to transportation. It's very important for everyone.
Thank you, and thank you.
Safety of Jews.
Although Mamdani has enthusiastic Jewish supporters, many other Jewish New Yorkers are alarmed by his candidacy. Mamdani has called Israel's actions in Gaza genocide and as a student endorsed the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions BDS campaign against Israel. This New York commuter called Mamdani anti-Semitic.
As a Jew, I'm horrified that people make endless allowances for his blatant anti-Semitism. There's almost some glee, I think, in people happy to see some shift in power that they don't believe Jews are entitled to in New York City, and that this is about some sort of a purposeful dethroning. And we're either ignored or scoffed at for saying that this is a terrifying person to now be taking the helm of the city.
Former New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is running as an independent after he lost to Mamdani in the Democratic mayoral primary. During a recent appearance on a conservative radio station, Cuomo appeared to laugh along at host Sid Rosenberg's suggestion that Mamdani would be cheering another 9/11 attack.
God forbid another 9/11. Can you imagine Mamdani in the seat?
Yeah, and yeah, I could. He'd be cheering.
It's another problem. But can you imagine that?
No.
Cuomo later called the radio host's comment offensive, but added that, quote, it did not come out of my mouth. Cuomo did not explain his failure to repudiate the comment. At the weekend rally in Queens, Imam Khalid Latif denounced what he called the same tired Islamophobia that has plagued our nation for decades.
They invoked 9/11, recycled anti-Muslim tropes, and warned that a Muslim in a position of power poses a threat to our security and our democracy. This isn't new, but it is still very dangerous.
Rabbi Sharon Kleinbaum also spoke at the Queens rally.
As a rabbi, I am grateful to Zoran for his commitment to fight anti-Semitism, for his commitment to protect all houses of worship, and to take seriously the fear that many Jewish communities live with. We dream of a future, and we make it real every day with our passionate commitment rooted in faith, relationships across all kinds of differences, and the leadership of Zoran Mamdani to take all of us and our city into a new future. Thank you.
Mamdani would be the first Democratic Socialist elected mayor of New York City since David Dinkins in 1990. Mamdani's campaign has inspired more than 90,000 volunteers and reaped endorsements from Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and New York City Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez said the very forces Mamdani is up against mirrors the national picture.
Both an authoritarian, criminal presidency fueled by corruption and bigotry, and an ascendant right-wing extremist movement. And an insufficient, eroded, bygone political establishment, this time in the form of Andrew Cuomo.
Sanders said Mamdani's victory would have national and even international repercussions.
At a moment when Americans are extremely distressed about where we are as a nation, economically and politically, a victory here in New York will give hope and inspiration to people throughout our country and throughout the world.
Early voting is underway in New York, where a variety of polls show Mamdani leading by double digits. This voter said, aside from speaking to important issues, Mamdani has managed to connect with New Yorkers.
Just personally, I think that's hard to find these days, you know? It's hard to find somebody who feels like they're speaking to you on your level, so.
And you found that with Mamdani?
I found it with Mamdani, I did, yeah. Yeah, maybe it's because he's younger, maybe it's his attitude. It's hard to kind of pinpoint, but it's a feeling, you know? And I think people have been feeling disconnected from politicians for quite some time. So it's refreshing when something like that happens.
For KPFA News in New York City, I'm Eileen Alfandari.